Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, welcome to the Aware Show's Neuro Summit 3. And we are doing another summit on neuroscience because it is so important right now, especially with all of the great brain research that's being done and made available to us. So we wanted to put together a summit of people who could actually help us translate some of that brain science. And really, I'm all about the practical. I'm all about how can we use this in our lives that may be stressful, that may be filled with micro traumas, like my guest talks about today, that might be filled with just general life. There's ups and downs. What if you're one of those that has been raised to live with trauma and drama and wants to learn how to rebalance the brain? One of my New Year's resolutions was to live a more balanced year. I really didn't want to be the effect of the mood and the emotion and the ups and downs and the highs and lows anymore. I really, really wanted balance. But when I said that to myself, I thought, well, how exactly do I do that? If I've never been raised that way or learned that in my life, how do I know what balance is? I actually had a guest say once to me, probably 10 years ago, she said, there's no such thing as balance, honey. I don't even remember who said it. I just stuck in my brain. So it's over and over again come up for me that balance is something that I really want to achieve. So joining me today is Dr. George Pratt. Now, first of all, George is a psychologist, and he has been practicing incredible techniques. He's really combined so many different techniques that have to do with meridian therapy and polarity reversal and acupuncture therapy and the biofield and all of that in his training programs that help us achieve this ambiguous thing called balance. Welcome to the show, George. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Lisa. Good to talk with you again.
You too. Do you know what I mean about balance being so vague? What is balance anyway, George?
Well, we all seek to achieve it, but most of us don't know what it is. You know, it's an interesting thing. If you ask many people, how are they doing? And they're saying, well, you know, hey, I'm doing fine. But below the surface, they're feeling blocked in some way. They come to accept their level of being as, yeah, I'm fine, everything's good. But we have something called the subconscious or the unconscious, and we have a conscious mind. So what I deal with is the conscious mind, which is a much less powerful tool than the subconscious or unconscious. And so many things go subconscious, and people just assume that they're fine. Many times people will come in and we'll be talking, and I'll say, well, that issue or that trauma that you talked about that you spent 8 years in therapy talking about, I said, my sense, and there's something called neuromuscular feedback where we can actually have a person think of an event and then test muscle strength. And when you are congruent, it gives you a good answer. And that's been validated in large medical school studies, by the way. It's a very useful tool. But so there'll be a 1 at the conscious level, but there'll be a 10 at the subconscious level. Then when we fix the subconscious level, usually pretty rapidly, they'll go, I can't believe I talked about this so much, I did these different processes, but many processes don't even pay attention to the subconscious. The subconscious mind is 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind. Hmm. 1 million.
A million.
Yeah,
wow.
It's the number of neurons that fire per second.
Wow.
At the conscious level is 20 to 40 neurons firing per second, and that at the subconscious level, 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second. So you have to go with the firepower. And so balance is something we want to, all move towards, so we can live a full life. And so beneath the surface lies these things that need attention. So there's great tools in terms of how to heal them that don't have to take forever. They can be pretty darn rapid, and they're empowering to people. And the idea is to get my series of books have focused on empowering people with tools they can even use themselves. Of course, I help people and I do Skype around the world, but for so many things, people can make significant progress themselves, and that's what's exciting to do, is self-empowerment.
These exercises,
I have too.
Yeah, the exercises and techniques that you have come up with are so practical. I mean, they're very, very easy to do, and you have a great amount of tutorials, especially in this particular offer that we have today, the Neuroscience of Emotional Healing package that we have today. But let's talk a little bit about, so you are, or you were, the past chairman of psychology at Scripps Memorial Hospital, yes?
I'm still on staff. I'm still on staff, and I'm still involved on executive committees, but I've done my duty as chairman, so
yes.
Moving on with that. So my practice at Scripps, private practice, I'm in La Jolla, California, and so, but I do a lot of people, I have clients in about 40 countries and work with them on Skype, but the tools that people can learn themselves are just fantastic. So what I do is I'm a traditionally trained psychologist, so I have the traditional tools plus, as you said, we integrate the subconscious and the body's energy system, the biofield, the energy system around us, our chakras and our meridians are electrical. We're electrical. And so when you add in those elements, my colleagues say, how do you get results like that so rapidly?
Yeah.
So they don't exactly know. They say, well, just refer to George and I'll refer for stress. But it's pretty quick usually. And these tools can be applied to oneself. For example, in Code to Joy, there's a little screening test, the second channel chapter, an interview with yourself. And so as you're going through thinking, wow, I totally forgot about that. Actually, I do feel kind of uncomfortable about it. So you identify those and then use clearing processes to clear them. But first we have to cue it up. Up until age 6, we have virtually no defenses against the things we hear about ourselves. So if we're told I'm a bad boy, or I'm a bad person, or I'm never going to amount to anything, that is like going in at a hypnotic level, and you have to clear that. But between the ages of about 6 and 12, you have some defenses. After 12, it's better. But most of us, you know, are sensitive people, and if we're hearing negative things about ourselves growing up, that stays with us. Mm. If we've had traumas where our parents have gone through a divorce, they've polarized, they're mad at each other, they're telling us things are bad about the mother or father. It just stays with us, and it becomes a low hum in our life. We're thinking, okay, you know, life is good. I have a good life now, but those things are percolating, and we're fearful about relationships. We might not be sleeping properly because we've got all this subconscious stuff in here, even though their life might be going adequately at the conscious level. And so the idea is to identify them one way or the other and then to work on healing them with pleasant methods.
I think that's so interesting what you just said, because I was reminded of in my 20s, I was really not great with relationships. I was actually horrible, horrible, horrible at them. And there was a theme that was running through my life, as my mother always used to tell me how horrible my father was. He's a horrible dad. He's never home. He's a horrible dad. He's never home. Now, mind you, they're still married 50 some odd years later, right? So this was just her running conversation. And she found evidence all day long to support that conversation. So I grow up, when I started having relationships with other men, thinking men are horrible, men are horrible, men are horrible. And so, of course, I had horrible relationships. Of course I did. And it's interesting because those are now you talk about these micro traumas. Now, that could be considered, I mean, we have the big traumas and we remember those. But the micro traumas are the ones that don't necessarily cause the same impact in the brain, the same chemical cortisol release, that same fight or flight. They're subtle. They could go unnoticed a whole lifetime.
Well, one of the things that we're using is, in fact, since you used the word subtle, is something called subtle energy. Mm-hmm. So subtle energy was actually, the name was given to this field of inquiry by Albert Einstein himself, because this energy that we're using was below the ability to detect. Now that's not the case. And so Russian cosmonauts have it measured in space flight, and you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. But you're talking about these subtle things that we can't quite detect. That's why an inventory or muscle testing or having people just talk about different parts of their lives. And, you know, I was working with somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, something, we're doing a little muscle testing. Something came up at age 25, and she goes, oh my God, I was date raped. And she hadn't mentioned that. She said, you know, I just put that out of my mind. It was out of her conscious mind, but not her subconscious mind.
Wow.
So when she cleared that, she said, I feel, and she was working on, I help people be their best and also clear problems. And she was coming to me to become more successful. She was already successful, but she was looking at barriers in the way, and that popped up. That's not a little subtle issue, but many times when we're told, you know, at a subtle level, we're not doing things right, we're not going to be a good student. These are things that are not traumas that come to mind, but you need to identify the issue so you can use the clearing procedures.
Wow.
Because we have the conscious mind we liken to a flea. The subconscious is like an elephant. So if the conscious mind wants to go to the beach and the elephant wants to go inland, you're going inland even if you say, gee, I love the beach.
Yeah.
Consciously you do, but your subconscious is going to guide you to different places so that people will end up not being as successful as they can be. They might be most people operate at about, on a good day, about 10% of potential. When you start clearing subconscious issues and you start using the subconscious, tools to use the subconscious involve imagery, for example. Imagery is the language of the subconscious. And the subconscious is always busy working and looking for resonance between one issue and another. So your subconscious and mine right now are thinking about times when we've been interviewed, we want to be attentive, we want to help people. So we're thinking about a whole series of events, and any events that weren't good kind of pop up, any issues that were good, but you could identify those and just make everything smoother and better. So these tools have helped me to help Olympic gold medalists, Olympic stars, Academy and Grammy winners, and sort of the highest level, plus regular people like myself. And so it's exciting to learn these tools because everything is easier. For example, my daughter, who originally thought these were kind of, gee, these kind of look strange, now is an advocate. So, you know, it's hard to be a prophet in your own land.
That is interesting.
It eventually turns around.
Well, that's why I want more and more people to know about what you do, because not only is it grounded in science and tons of evidence that you have supported by research and so forth that these techniques really do work, but also you do help so many thousands of people, and I want more and more people to know and try what you do. The techniques that George has put together for us in this the neuroscience of emotional healing package, were these exclusively done for us, for my aware
Yes. Yes,
yes,
because I'm... What usually happens with me is if I have a deadline, I will do it. Now, I was developing some other issues, and I've been out of town a lot. And so I got the call, and I thought, okay, I was going to do these, but, you know, the squeaky wheel. So
well,
things that I was about 6 months behind on, because I'm doing some new programs, and I do my seminar in Hawaii, swimming with dolphins, etc.
Wow!
It's fun. So we just finished our 10th year. It'll be the 11th year. And
what island do you go to?
I teach these tools on the beach, on the big island of Hawaii. We go swimming with dolphins in the open ocean every other day.
Amazing.
It's a pretty nice thing for a kid from Minnesota originally. Not a bad thing, even though I live in California.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a nice thing.
Yeah, you don't want to swim here.
Yeah, so these are all developed for your people.
Okay.
And they were in development, but they got done. And so they haven't even been released. So
wow, well, that's very cool. I listened to every single one of them because they were really good. The one that I love, which one is, so by the way, you can go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, and I liked the one that had to do with hypnotic motivation. Now, those two words seemed like an oxymoron to me, and I'm like, wow, that's great, hypnotic motivation. So that means that you're in a state of active relaxation, and active relaxation is key, because that's where the subconscious mind is accessed, and you can actually start to make significant change. You can really, truly only change the subconscious. You cannot change the conscious, right?
You can change, but it's a little bit like bending steel. So there are cognitive tools, and I still do some conscious work, but I associate it with subconscious or unconscious, and that really is the power. So that's one of the reasons we get very good results. So the... it is a little bit of an oxymoron, hypnotic
motivation.
All healing occurs in a relaxed state. We have two major parts of our central nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, and you mentioned the number one stress hormone, cortisol. Cortisol is what causes us to get sick at times. Mm. It suppresses the immune system. And so it's in balance. At times we need it to, you know, in sports and other activities to gear us up for fight or flight, and then the parasympathetic calms us down. But sometimes most of us get stuck in the sympathetic nervous system. We're geared up and we're stressed all day and we're bathing ourselves in our own cortisol. It's hard to go to sleep. So that's why I developed the healthy sleep recording that's part of this.
Motivation.
So all healing occurs in a relaxed state. So we have to relax here. So it's active relaxation, and then involving imagery of the end result, and then mental rehearsal, which are also the three main components of Optimal Performance, which was my second book that some of these things are derived from. So it helps to be relaxed, but in a positive way, and so you're not going to go... The people ask, what is hypnosis? And I would say, these are hypnotic. They're deeply relaxing and soothing. They're more like visualization, guided imagery, but they're pretty nice.
I think it's the same thing as visualization for me.
Yeah,
it's just in a theta state, and you get into that relaxed. And at the beginning of these, you count us down from 20 to 1, and we get into a nice relaxed state, and then you start to, go through the visual imagery of, imagine a really successful day. Now, yesterday I had a very unsuccessful day. I was started off the day late, and I was late the whole day. Four different appointments. And by the end of the day, I was so wiped out because I poured a lot of energy into being frustrated with being in traffic and late. And so I sat down at my desk and fell asleep.
Well, it's one way to kind of remove yourself from the stressor. You've been pumping adrenaline and cortisol and epinephrine and norepinephrine all day, the stress hormones, but then it leaves you compromised, and it's not
totally
good for you.
No. So part of my goal with balance is to really support my immune system all year long. And this is what I really want to do, because I know the damaging effects of cortisol on the immune system. But I know the positive effects of relaxation techniques on the immune system. And
right,
just as damaging as the cortisol is to the immune system, the relaxation techniques release all the great hormones that boost
right
the immune system,
and they,
right?
They balance things out. And one thing about the immune system and cortisol, when people are traumatized, I've dealt with some very severe traumas, even though we're talking about kind of unblocking business and happiness, which is a major part of what I do, is with some of the plane crashes I've dealt with the kidnap cases, with kind of the worst of the worst tragedies, but the same tools work efficiently. So when you apply them to everyday life, or how do you want your life to be in terms of being more successful or happier or a greater relationship, when you clear those subconscious blocks to doing this, things change. So that's the focus of my work, and I love doing it.
Okay. Well, you can get many of these techniques and experience these techniques by going to theawareshow.com/Pratt, P-R-A-T-T. And these are the techniques that we're talking about in terms of all the research that comes in, and you see the PowerPoint presentation about all the research, which is really beneficial right there to cite the actual research studies where all of these techniques come from. And then you actually get to go through the relaxation meditations. If you have if you're extrasensory, where you really absorb things around you, and especially if your child does. So it's a great way to, and I found this, to take a child who's slightly autistic and just bring them back down to level. Takes them out of that hypersensory reaction phase as well. Same thing for adults. ADD, multifocusing, you can bring yourself into a very coherent state when, and I think this is the way the brain works, it is when one part of the brain starts to become coherent, the rest of it aligns to that place of coherence. So hopefully this is exactly what's happening. So I wanted to know if you could go through a couple of the exercises. I've chosen a few of my faves,
okay.
And if that's okay with you.
Sure.
There was, first of all, the four-step process in A Code to Joy. You have the identify, clear, repattern, and anchor.
Yes.
Can you talk about what that process is, if you could? And Dr. Pratt has an incredibly best-selling book called Code to Joy, and it's outlined in the book, but go ahead if you could take us through it.
Absolutely. And so we'll assume that people will have some idea of what we call the asteroids or the microtraumas versus, so we have big issues, we have little issues, but it's usually the little issues that interfere with us the most because we don't recognize they're there, or we think, oh, I got over that a long time ago. So the first thing we do is we identify what the issue is. So you can do that through writing and journaling to yourself about, you know, about some real feelings and what's related to that. So journaling can bring that up. You can do the checklist and Code to Joy and identify them that way. You can also use muscle testing, or you can also free associate. You can get in a relaxed state, think about what your goal is, and see what kinds of visions come to you in terms of blocks or issues or words. So you then narrow down what you're focusing on. Let's say that you...
I have two here, two questions that they're very different. But one is dealing with anxiety, generalized anxiety throughout her whole life. The other one lost her child. So we've got two, these are both great examples of where people are.
Well, so these kinds of methods work well for both intensities of issues.
Wow.
And we say that, you know, an issue is important when it happens to you, and losing a child is a huge issue. So you definitely might want to use some of the tools that are also mentioned from in my PowerPoint from the previous book, which is Instant Emotional Healing Acupressure for the Emotions. So that involves tapping on various acupuncture points with feedback loops to the brain so that you can relax, you can feel better, you can heal in that way. So it can be an integration with those tools. But back to the issue, let's say with anxiety, and one of the hypnotic recordings is on anxiety, so you can listen to it in a hypnotic way to clear and balance on anxiety. But let's say that, and even with losing a child, there's anxiety involved. And so it's going to be, it'll take a little more time regarding the child issue.
Yeah.
That you
she's talking about going into a dark place. So this is good for anyone who goes to that depressive cave.
Yes, absolutely. And I can talk about three little things that will help that. I had someone come in yesterday on an emergency that I hadn't seen for a couple of years, and he had been so downtrodden that his parents brought him in, and he was having problems at work and school and girlfriend, and he was talking about wanting to end things.
Right.
And I'll tell you what we did in just a moment in terms of just kind of balancing him with just centering him in about 3.5-4 minutes. I'll get back to that in a moment. So identify, we develop the focus of whatever we're doing. Then we clear the body, we clear the decks in terms of what we're going to do to balance the body. In fact, let me just talk. These are clearing techniques.
Okay.
So people can remember this. So let's say you are either traumatized or you're stressed, or let's say you just feel that life isn't quite full enough. You're not suffering, but you're not that happy either. That's what Code to Joy is about. And so you identify what the feeling is, go in on the feeling. And so how you would start this is you would do something called 2 minutes of balanced breathing. You would take your left ankle over your right, extend your right hand out in front of you, interlock the fingers, and then rotate your hands up on your chest or leave it in your lap. If you do that, tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in and relax the tongue as you breathe out, this is like a battery charger for people whose electrical energy. We are electrical. Huh. We go to the hospital, we have EKGs, EEGs, and when we have electricity, we have polarity. That's why some of these things are sort of polarity related. So this actually is like a battery charger. So you would do that for 2 or 3 minutes. Now, by the way, that is calming in and of itself. It will help you to relax. It's a 2,000-year-old meditation. They were pretty smart. And it will also help you. It's great on airplanes. It's great to relax. But it charges you up. So if you do that for about 2 minutes, it's a little booster. Then the second thing you would do, most people that are anxious or traumatized, if we've had a loss, it really causes us almost to feel outside ourselves. We're almost like orbiting our bodies. So a technique to bring you down is to put your feet flat on the ground, put your hands on your abdomen, and then imagine feeling connected to the center of the earth as you breathe comfortably for about a minute. Now what happens is you'll begin to re-inhabit your body because that makes treatments more effective. If you're orbiting your body, you're not going to notice it much. But if you're in your body, you go, okay, I can feel that. So you do that for about a minute. You can do these for longer if you like. And then the third thing is establishing correct polarity to do a healing. As I said, everything is electrical too. It's part of integrative medicine and psychology is, you know, thought, cognitive, and then energy, some form of energy, and to help people change. So the other one, and I'll show this, it's on a spot that is in the middle of the Pledge of Allegiance position. So okay. You can see that there. So it's middle between, it's halfway between the left, thank you, Mason, the halfway between the left collarbone and the left nipple. So it should be right in the middle of the Pledge of Allegiance position. Now there's a nerve bundle in there that we're activating. And that nerve bundle is called the neurolymphatic reflex, which actually controls part of your lymph system. But it's kind of an entry point for using some of these tools. And if you think about whatever your target is that's bothering you, and you massage firmly but don't hurt yourself.
Right, sore.
Moderate pressure, and just say to yourself, I deeply love and accept myself. And if you do that several times, maybe 5 times if you haven't done it before, or 10 times, if you think, and you do it, and you do it with feeling, I deeply love and accept myself, I deeply love and accept myself, I deeply love and accept myself, do that several times. After you've done the charging the battery, getting grounded in your body, thanks, we can go back up, thank you. Most people will feel about 20% calmer on whatever their issue is before they've even treated it. Mm. And that helps you to feel more present. People will routinely say, I have a nice view from my office of a beautiful fountain out there. And they will say, you know, everything looks brighter and looks sharper. That's we're clearing the interference with perceiving clearly. We have to have all parts of our brain kind of clear and present. And since you were talking about NeuroSummit, what happens is when we're traumatized, let's say if it's just lifelong anxiety or the loss of someone close to us, we're going to have some disruption with trauma where our brain isn't functioning as well. Usually what happens, we know from functional magnetic resonance image scans, that the prefrontal cortex is, and the medial prefrontal cortex, the frontal part, this is kind of thought, logic, etc. And behind the head, we have the amygdala, which is the fight, flight, or freeze processing center. What happens is when people get traumatized, the amygdala gets overdriven, the prefrontal cortex declines, becomes less active, and so there's a a miscommunication between those. So you want the amygdala, the fear processing center, to calm down, and we want to bring on activity in the medial prefrontal cortex. And so these tools are designed to do this. EMDR also does that. Energy psychology does that. And there are just wonderful tools that can be applied. So we want our brain to be balanced, and many of the brain balancing exercises are designed to promote greater coherence in the brain.
The calm in to get the back to talk to the front, front to talk to the back type of thing?
Right, exactly. Hmm. Much more succinct.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. The front to talk to the back. So basically what you're saying is that when the survival levels go up, the reasoning levels go down. When the reasoning levels go up, the survival levels go down. Could that be true?
Well, let's put it this way. When survival needs go up and you're threatened, you're right. Prefrontal shuts down. Yep.
Okay.
And sometimes, back to something that you said about cortisol. When we, from UCLA studies, when we have one trauma in our life, and remember, traumas can be overt traumas or they can be subtle traumas. They can be things that kind of annoy us and irritate us, but they accumulate over time. When you have one trauma in your life, production of cortisol, which is not good for us. I mean, it's good in certain situations.
Yeah, but not overdone.
When it's happening, you know, it's not overdone. So everything is balanced. 20% elevation in cortisol from one trauma. So that's not good for you. We want our bodies to be in balance and to operate properly. So if you have things that are bothering you, you want to deal with them. You don't want to just turn a blind eye.
Got it. Okay, we went through the first two steps of the Code of Joy process.
And then we're patterning. This is where we actually apply the principles of what we want to do. We could do something like tapping from instant emotional healing. EFT is also a version of that. We might use imagery of release. We might do some meditations. There's a whole list of tools to calm your central nervous system, to reestablish coherence with different parts of the brain. And I know you have a friend of mine on later in the series, Mark, who's also he's quite a brain guy.
Yeah.
And so we want balance. We want balance.
Okay.
And we don't want our blood pressure elevated unnecessarily, et cetera. So what we do is we have tools that of release or waterfalls or a balloon, putting the issues in the balloon and watching them drift away while you're in a very relaxed state, kind of engaging some of the hypnotic phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many tools, both in the roughly 1 hour presentation, and there are additional tools with the series of several recordings.
Which is so great because, by the way, and this is exclusively, George sat down and did this just for this teleseminar. We're very grateful.
I had two that were that I was working up to begin with, but the other series plus the bonus, those are all brand new.
Thank you so much.
My audio engineer is actually here. We were in the recording studio the last several weeks, so
thank you. No, we're so, so grateful, and I really appreciate you taking the time because I know how busy you are. So I'm going to ask the listeners right now to go to the website and check it out so that you can see all of these recordings that George put together just for the Aware Show audience, just for us, and I'm so excited.
You're special.
Yes.
In a good way.
We feel special. Well, because, you know, these types of tools are so effective, and I get it, and I love it, and I want more, so you came up with something new because I went through the last package already.
Right.
So it's
all new. The old package is, this is 100% new.
And it's theawareshow.com/Pratt, P-R-A-T-T. And I'll just go through real quick. There is a PowerPoint presentation there that defines and backs up all of the science and all the information. And then there's the overcoming anxiety, fear, and other emotions to access your natural state of happiness. Now, so far, the questions coming in have been about panic attacks, fear of flying, anxiety, depression, and severe trauma. So that will absolutely help you right then and there. There's the sensory serenity meditation and relaxation. So those are great for daytime or bedtime to be able
they
to get you to
They come with alternate endings. And you can choose to either become more aware if it's, you're listening to it during the day and you want to get energized. If you want to drift into a deep, comfortable, restorative sleep, you can just do that and just drift away. The soundtracks are beautiful. I'm an ocean nut.
I love the ocean
on them, along with some gentle, very soothing sounds in the background. It's a nice mix, which is very exciting.
I'm an ocean person, too. That's probably why I like it. And then there's the two...
I like your ocean behind you, by the way, too. That's
My permanent ocean, even though I live in the valley. And then the hypnotic motivation, and the other one is hypnotic focus. And I love those two because they really help you. Now, I had a question about decision making. What happens when you're... And what can you use when you're really stuck in a decision and both things sound great and you don't know which way to go and you need clarity? Do you have a good technique for that?
For motivation. First, you have to find out what's in the way of the motivation. Many times people will come to me and say, I just want you to help me with success. I saw you on Rob Dyrdek, Fantasy Factory, and then drama ended up making $12 million after staring at walls, and this happened in one session. Well, it's true. However, some people have blocks that need attention before motivation.
Wow.
Well, you have to find out. If you've had, I had a fellow who was, his father was in the police field, and he would tell his son when he was a money manager, but he told him as a young child, you know, you're never going to be that good. He was trying to help motivate him. He was reverse psychology. And this person who was very bright wasn't performing at the level, but we had to clear the block of his father telling him that he probably never amount to anything. And so you have to identify what it is. So you can do it again through journaling, through interviewing yourself, through imagery, through tools that are being sent out. So then you identify what the block is. If you're unmotivated, there's a block in there, or you don't feel that you're worthy. The seven beliefs that are mentioned on the webinar that we identified in Code to Joy, people don't feel safe in some way, so they don't feel safe to explore and try new things. One of the biggest ones is when people don't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy of that. And there's ways to for people to identify in both the Code to Joy and on the other materials. It's describing manual muscle testing or applied kinesiology. We call it neuromuscular feedback. How you can use that to identify which of the belief systems are in your way so you can clear them. So we have safety, worthiness. Sometimes people don't feel from their upbringing that they're powerful enough. They can't connect to their power.
Yep.
So if that's the case, we go in and identify the block, clear the block. It's like people can do a little surgery on themselves, symbolically speaking. And then sometimes people they didn't grow up in a trusting environment, so they can't trust themselves, so they can't trust, or they feel that they're bad in some way because they were yelled at or demeaned. Someone that I actually talked to on a Skype about a month ago, he said his parents remarried other people, and his new stepfather, who didn't like him very much, when he was in first grade, he'd had a problem, gone to the bathroom in his school clothes. He had this little boy out on the front lawn washing his clothes in public. Can you imagine how demeaning that is? You know, as a young kid, you want to foster love and positive belief, but if you've got a block, even if it seems like, oh, I got over that a long time ago, you know what? You didn't get over it subconsciously, probably, and you can test yourself.
Yes.
Then people feel alone. You know, there's nobody with them, and many people feel like that, so you have to clear that. So then You can apply techniques for motivation, connecting to enthusiasm, using hypnotic and imagery and guided visualization tools to empower you. In a relaxed state, you're more receptive to receiving the information, plus it feels really good. And as you do that, when you've cleared the blocks, you can absorb and fully align with these thoughts about motivation instead of feeling, okay, well, I'm about 10% open to it.
Ah.
You want to fix what's in the way.
Is there, we have a little bit of time. Could we do one of these processes? I know that we went through the four-step process in Code of Joy, which didn't get to anchoring. This was the repatterning part. And then I want to see if we could do an ESM process.
Sure.
Just something great.
I'd be glad to do it. And so the anchoring, we want the treatment to be long-lasting. Now, when I work with issues in the office, because you talked about panic attacks. I had a panic attack case in that had panic attacks on and off for about 15 years. We went to the very first panic attack. Mm. So if you can link that, identify what first happened there, and if anybody had told them, if anything triggered the panic, that's one thing. We can put them in together. But if you clear usually the first panic attack in a significant number of issues, you can dramatically reduce the intensity and frequency, sometimes completely, by clearing thoroughly that first panic attack.
Okay.
Panic attacks are very debilitating, and if you look them up in the psychiatric literature, they're not treatable. You go on medication long term. No.
Right. And there's also a lot of messages that are sent to us that we're not good enough. And maybe we could do the ESM technique on this. Because combined with, say you're at a job and somebody else has been brought in to, take over your position and you weren't told. Or my daughter, she's on a soccer team. She's the goalie. The coach brought on another goalie, didn't tell her. There's just like a lot of things, as a child, we got those messages that we're not good enough. But as an adult, we get those messages all the time, the media, everything. So can we work on that one?
That's the worthiness is probably the biggest issue. Can happen from anything.
Over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, and if you've had medical problems, think, there's something wrong with me, I'm not worthy. And so it's nice to have these tools so when these things, little things can pop up, little awarenesses, you just clear them. So let's say for you wanted regarding worthiness, or you wanted the regarding panic?
No, worthiness would be great.
Okay. So then let's say if you talked with your child regarding, okay, how are you feeling? When did you notice you weren't feeling worthy? They'll use different terminology. Children will usually say, well, I was feeling worthy last week, but this week I'm not.
Right.
So you have to use their language, but you see where the block is. And then you put that in a healing basket. That becomes the target.
Okay.
Then you do 2 minutes of balanced breathing. You do 1 minute. Would you like me to actually go through those in real time?
Let's just, okay. Everyone
All right, so
now.
Let's put, and your son is how old?
My daughter, and she's 12. But anyone listening right now, I also want you to think of that one thing that has made you feel unworthy. It could be yesterday. It could be as a child. And we're going to go through this one thing. For this example, I'll use my daughter with the coaching thing.
Just before this session, there was a person that I work with who was a terrific athlete, but he had a situation. He was put in a tennis tournament with the number one player in Mexico. He was 14. This adolescent was 18 and like twice the size. And because it was just a random draw, and so he got insulted by this 18-year-old. You're stupid. Why are you even out here? So here's a very successful business owner. Happens to have his own jet, so he's been successful. But He found this, and he had tears in his eyes. He could still remember. He says, I still feel like a loser. So we all have it. Well, you got to find them.
Wow.
You want to obliterate them. Let's do something. So put your sense of not feeling worthiness, all of the people that are listening along, and you can, I've got my Oh, and I just found, I didn't realize I'd had a near-death experience when I was like 6 and a half, and I was feeling, and I was in the hospital for a month, and so when you're that little, you know, you feel like you've done something, like I did something wrong, because my parents could see me like an hour a day, and so I was feeling unworthy from that, so I found that, cleared that, I just felt my potential went up. So let's go ahead and think about your issue. The thought, feeling, or emotion, or circumstance, or it's almost like a little video you can see.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and balance breathe. Put your left ankle over your right, right hand out over your left. Tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in, and relax the tongue as you exhale. How much time do we have, Lisa, by the way? I'll just...
15 minutes.
Okay.
Or 10 minutes. I mean, I don't know.
You don't mind going for an extra hour or two on the broadcast, do you?
Fine.
Okay.
Works for
me. So here we go. Tongue up, breathe in. Thinking of the issue or the image. Tongue up, breathe in. Relaxing the tongue, breath out. And just breathe slowly and deeply. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breath out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breath out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breathe out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breathe out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breath out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breathe out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breathe out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax, tongue, breath out. Tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breath out. And tongue up, breathe in. Relax the tongue, breath out. Now that's going to be good for many people. I'd say you would probably do it probably about 40 seconds longer. You might want to do it two or three, because it really feels like a recharge. Okay, now the next thing is, let's feel what we're feeling so we know what's going on. So your hands on your abdomen, your feet on the floor this time. And just kind of, I like to close my eyes and just feel connected to the center of the earth. I want to feel like a connective cord from my abdomen to the center of the earth to help you to feel present and connected so that a full treatment is happening. You can feel it even more effectively. Just breathing and just helping you to feel present. Because we want people to heal from blocks and create greater happiness and success in your life. That's what this is about. Just feeling connected to the center of the earth, present, solid, secure, aligned. Okay. You can do it a little bit longer. That feels really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go ahead and rub that spot on the chest that we were talking about, in the middle of the Pledge of Allegiance position. I'll say the words, and you just... let them pass through your minds if you'd like. I deeply love and accept myself. 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 Now remember what that is doing, that's reestablishing the proper polarity. We've known since Yale medical research in the 1940s that all living organisms have polarity. And then we knew, there's an orthopedic surgeon that became interested in the polarity issue from studying salamanders to losing their tails, and they changed polarity to regrow. So he invented the bone growth stimulator. So this polarity thing is not science fiction, it's science fact. And you can tell when you're out of polarity and then you correct yourself, and then it restores you back. It's profound. So let's now kind of see how you're feeling, see if you feel a little bit better from those three things. And then let's go ahead and we're going to do a little, we'll go do a little tapping from the ESM project.
Okay.
Emotional self-management. So think about your issue. Go ahead and tap under the eyes. You can have your eyes open or closed. This is a good anti-anxiety treatment point. We're just going to kind of calm you a little bit before we do some, we're going to clear some thought polarities first before we do the actual treatment. So this is just to kind of calm your central nervous system a little bit, to kind of prepare you for these thought polarities. So here we go. We're going to go back to the spot on the chest. Same spot. Let the words go through you. You're rubbing the spot on the chest. And just think, I deeply accept myself and I'll be healing. I am healing as I work on this issue. I'm healing as I work on this issue. And I'm healing as I work on this issue. I deserve to heal this issue. It's safe to heal this issue. It's possible to heal this issue. I'll allow myself to heal. That's a big one. Definitely. Is getting in alignment, so you're truly allowing rather than blocking the treatment. And then healing this will be good for me and others. It's kind of a social presence. Healing this will be good for me and others, and healing this will be good for me and others. Now, by the way, these reversals of thought, which distinguishes this from EFT, the EFT just has a couple little ones. That's why this is works more powerfully, because it's designed differently, but still using the acupressure, acupuncture points. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the first phase. There are more that we could do, but just let's say for this general issue, that's a good little flavor. This is to give you a flavor.
There's a lot more in the offer, so yes.
Yeah, and you have a healing basket with the issue there. And so let's go ahead and tap on the outside of the eyebrows. Go ahead and tap there. Yeah, right on the end of the eyebrows. Good. Now, this is a good technique for, let's say you're just generally stressed when you come home and you're trying to go to sleep. No, balance.
That would help me yesterday.
Yeah, I use that one myself. When I'm on airplanes, I always do that. And then this, at the end of the eyebrows, will calm the central nervous system overall. So if you're just stressed out beyond recognition, if you tap there for 3, 4, 5 minutes, you will calm yourself. So that'll help.
Great.
So now let's tap under the eyes. Good. This is a major anti-anxiety treatment area.
Perfect.
Yeah, so when you do this at home, you probably want to close your eyes so you don't develop fear of fingers flying into your eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so let's go ahead. There are more treatment points, but let's go with the collarbones.
Okay.
Collarbones. Do a little bit maybe on the chin. And I like to use two hands with this. It speeds treatment by a factor of 2 instead of 1. There are major anti-anxiety treatment points under the arms. So it's kind of like if you do this, you don't want to be doing this on an airplane or in a crowded place for this point, because people will think that you're a little strange. But they'll give you plenty of room.
Yeah, that's fine. You can cross your arms and get away with it.
Right. So you're stimulating this. We're going to stimulate. How are we doing on time?
Where are we? 5 minutes.
Okay. So let's we're going to do this about 30 or 40 seconds more, because this does a lot. By the way, the anchoring process, when we're talking about the other method, that's to create long-lasting results. So it anchors in the personality. Now, we'll do a little anchoring tool even when we finish this.
Okay, we need to see your face again.
Okay, here we go.
We can see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So then let's do the index fingers together.
Okay.
This is very good for guilt. But it's on the side. All the meridians for the fingers are on the side facing each respective thumb.
Okay.
So you're actually, we're just going to double do you here. So just let these words go through you. I forgive myself. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm learning and growing. I forgive myself. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm learning and growing.
And
I forgive myself. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm learning and growing. Yeah, exactly. So now let's tap the middle fingers together.
Okay.
And let some words go through you, like I heal and release the past, and I create happiness and calm. I heal and release the past and create happiness and calm. And I heal and release the past and create happiness and calm. Now, let's go to the little fingers, more where anger, oddly enough, is located, the heart 9 meridian. You're going to tap here and just let these words go through you. I release anger and frustration for my own benefit. I release anger and frustration for my own benefit. And I release anger and frustration for my own benefit. Now, there's a spot on the back of the hand between the fourth and the fifth knuckles, about 3/4 of an inch down. You've got one on each hand. This is good for depression, sadness, energy, and even stabilizing body temperature.
Okay.
I'm from Minnesota.
So this does what to body temperature?
It helps stabilize it. This is triple warmer, triheater meridian, a very powerful one. It's a little bit deeper, so we're adding a little more energy.
Got it. Great. And these, again, are all stimulating the electrical pathways in the body, releasing neurochemicals, and causing your healing to begin. Right.
There's many different theories about how and why they work, and so that's interesting. It's still being evaluated. There's some interesting studies that have come out.
This is great.
I did Dr. Lambro and I did brain imaging with magnetoencephalography at Scripps Clinic. With scanning, so there's more. We need to have better theories, but I can tell you that it's very effective.
What was happening when in that scanning? What was happening when these techniques were being done?
There's people that are from an Eastern tradition would be say you're moving chi through these different points. Mark would say we're touching certain pathways. I would say that there are various theories out there, and there seems to be some activation of certain parts of the brain and central nervous system, and we're still exploring it. There's an organization that explores this called ACEP, and there's another one. Dr. Edgar Mitchell started IONS. And he actually was a consultant for our Instant Emotional Healing book. So if somebody has walked on the moon, they're a pretty good consultant for a book on integrative techniques.
Very interesting. Great.
Yeah. Wow. So let's now how are you feeling from what we just did?
Good. My back kind of relaxed. There was tightness between my shoulder blades, and all of that just totally relaxed. Very nice.
It's good. So you can... you know, it's an interesting thing. I will work on something emotionally with somebody and muscles relax. I mean, the trapezius muscle is probably our biggest stress muscle in the back of our neck. That's a huge one. And so when that starts relaxing, that's how you help with TMJ problems. So you relax that to relax this and take out traumas. So
I love
and so we didn't talk about really taking out traumas, but it's kind of the same thing as with panic attack. So how are we doing on time?
Just a couple of minutes.
Okay, so let's anchor this so that it'll be more long-lasting. So you would do all of these things in a more comprehensive way. I was just kind of giving you a little taste of these things.
And again, all these exercises are in this offer as well. So you'll be able to, and the science also, the research is in there too.
Yeah, and so one hand on the forehead, one hand on the back of the head. So this is prefrontal cortex. This is the occipital part of the brain.
Nice.
And I want you to just feels good anyway. And just, I want you to close your eyes and just breathe and see how you want to feel. Just allowing whatever progress you've made to be anchored and to build upon that next time as you do something more substantive. So, there you go. And yeah, you could do that for however long felt good. And the that's one approach. And then the recordings that I did, I tried to do the ones that I thought would be the most helpful for people.
Yes.
And so that's why with a couple of them, well, actually with several of them, they have a day and night version, but they have those beautiful images that are great to look at while you're listening to it and drifting into a more relaxed state. So the,
those are all great. And all
I want you to focus, be motivated, sleep deeply. You must do that for your immune system to be balanced, and reducing anxiety, increasing calm, releasing pain, and increasing comfort, and relaxation and meditation. Those things are necessary for success.
Yes, this has all been so helpful. Thank you so much. And I love what you call this special offer. I think I'm going to rename them healing baskets.
Okay.
Such a great word. These are healing. Your healing basket is there. And it's, I mean, really, truly, the tools in there, that all the science is in there, the PDFs and the documents and so forth are in there, which is so valuable. And amazing that you put all that together. Thank you so much. You're at the forefront of so much of the science that that's one of the reasons why I love hearing and listening to you, because you really are at the forefront of all the science.
And well, you're very complimentary, and it's a delight to be with you, and we want these tools to get out to everybody. If we're all calmer and more positive, the world is calmer and more positive.
Yes.
Starts with home.
Sure. I mean, stuff happens in life, and the more resilient you are to these things, the better off the quality of life is going to be in terms of health and your family and your everyone, loved ones. So go to the offer, which is...
Kids, these techniques with your kids. Kids love this because it's kind of a little different.
You better believe it. That's exactly what I'm doing this weekend, soccer tournament. I'm going to be using these techniques.
Sure.
Okay. So the website, again, is theawareshow.com/Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, and you can go get to the healing basket that way and get your tools of healing and really use them, because they're very easy to use. Science behind them is enormous. And you can learn both of that. The science and the tools are all in the same package for you. So I want to get this information out to the world. George works with, you know, large groups of people, one-on-one as well. I want to just have so many more people use these tools. Really want to get this word out there. So thank you so much, Dr. Pratt, for
my
everything.
My pleasure
you do.
To be with you.
You too. You too.
All right, many blessings.
You too, and thanks for putting these tools together for just us. We really appreciate that. That makes us feel very special.
My pleasure.
Thank you too. What?
I thank Mason. He's my audio recording specialist.
Thanks, Mason, also. Thank you so much.
He's been busy.
I guess so. All right, well, we benefit from it. So thank you so much, and until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.